Narrative frameworks. 28. Choose your restriction. One way or another, you are restricted. Choose your restriction. Either you're free within the system, or you're free of the system. Either you are free within the time-space construct, or you are free of the time-space construct. Either you are free within the duality, or you are free of the duality. And perhaps, ultimately, either you are free within yourself, or you are free of yourself. And to be free of yourself is a freedom that leads you into nothingness, because there is nothing but yourself, when you know yourself to be life. Not an illusion of contracted life energy appearing in form, but life before the contraction, life after the contraction, life as the backdrop which allows the contraction to be. The contracted entity of the individual is who you appear to be, and relatively is who you are. But the contracted being of the individual is not ultimately who you are. It is an appearance of who you are. Who you are is the wholeness of life. This message that who you are is the wholeness of life. And you can believe you are less than this if you want to conform to what is accepted and live a life of conformity. But to be brave enough to examine the construct, to examine the walls, to see the parameters for what they are, and let them go where they are no longer needed. This bravery is necessary for consciousness to see itself in its own light, and not in the light of something less. Let's give an example of choosing our restriction. Perhaps it is a case of choosing what freedom means to you. Freedom in the relative sense, or freedom in the ultimate sense. Freedom to be the best you can within the box of possibility, or freedom to be free of the prescribed box of possibility and be the best you can in terms of being the closest you can in manifest experience to the essence, the unmanifest life that you are. So this example, an example, you have lots of money. You have mobility within the system, the monetary system, the world system. But your mobility exists within the parameters that that system allows. And your mobility would crumble without that system in place to support it. Therefore, your freedom, Your freedom, in this sense, is the system. And your restriction is anything outside of it. Perhaps this is the mentality of those who seek control, to make you believe that your freedom is in their parameters. The parameters imposed from outside, but established for such a long time that they appear to be the parameters rather than just some suggested parameters which have become encrusted and concretized. And you see how this relative freedom to earn lots of money within the system, to buy you the mobility within that system, works for as long as that system exists. But when that system no longer exists, or begins to destroy itself, how can you maintain your mobility with the symbolic tokens of success? How can you maintain success when the value structures you have subscribed to that determine success have fallen away or become invalid or invalidated themselves? Perhaps the only way to maintain success is to align success with a system beyond system, with a life beyond its particular representation. And so this brings us to the flip side of the example. You choose not to live life according to someone else's plan or blueprint for how it is supposed to be. You don't play for the chips and tokens of the system imposed from outside that may or may not be at odds with the life that wells up from within you. You don't play for the scraps of somebody else's value thrown you. That's not your game. You're not invested in the system until you are. You are not invested in the system. And although you don't have much mobility within it, you work with what's there and have mobility within the wider life that exists, that is the isness of existence. And you are a child of life, rather than the progeny of the anti-nature death system, which is a system that seeks to encourage life out of itself and into something much less. In truth, your home, your house, your dwelling is built on something more true than any false parameters given you. And this truth, more true, has its principles. And has its values or qualities for you to align to or with. And this is the activity of your own consciousness. This is the journey. This is journey beyond being a pawn of someone else's game. This is journey within the game of life that you have realized you are playing. And this is the just truth you serve. And of course, there are times when the constructed system that gives you relative freedom, relative entrapment, and the opportunity to become more free. There are times when this system serves or is aligned with the greater system of the principles of life itself. But there are times when the constructed system no longer seems to be serving life. And when this is the case, we have to look beyond it. We have to look beyond constructs. We have to look beyond imaginary freedom and imaginary restriction to see that perhaps that duality of a relative restriction and relative freedom is just a shadow of true restriction or freedom. Maybe for some, the constructed system is freedom. Maybe for some, the constructed system is restriction. It all depends on where you place your life and on what you know yourself to be. It all comes back to the question, who are you? Because how you define who you are determines what you decide you want and need. And this is us choosing what restriction we prefer. This is us choosing real freedom or an image of freedom. This is us choosing reality or mere representation.